It's Thursday, November 15th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Shure, because every voice matters.
Today's Daily Download comes from ITAV Episode 22. I am joined by Bradford Ben, Michael Drainer, and Craig Mertz talking about Amazon Echo in cars. Craig Mertz starts off talking about how pervasive voice control has become in both residential and commercial spaces.
I would say they're already at a certain level a conversation that you have to have with clients, because you have, you know, you have your audio visual manufacturers out there integrating into Alexa, or you have clients who are saying, what if I want to be able to walk into a boardroom or a conference room and use my voice to control those systems. It's already a conversation out there because it's in their home. So you already have, you know, it used to be that, or perhaps that, you know, the commercial market drove, you know, the enterprise market drove the commercial market. I think it's starting to, there are certain aspects that are starting to flip around there, where you're seeing the commercial market drive the enterprise market, especially in this arena where you're starting to see that come in. And I think there are a lot of concerns that personally I have from a design side, where you now have active microphones in potentially sensitive areas transmitting audio to the cloud, and you don't know where that's going. And how do you know, how do we know that we're turning the microphone off when we need speech privacy, or, you know, what other information is going out to the cloud that we're losing out there? On top of that, on this particular subject, that, you know, it's interesting to me from a standpoint of one of the biggest aspects from a control system, I think there's a challenge from an AV control system, is the user experience. Getting people who don't necessarily know how to use the AV systems to successfully use the control system to bring a boardroom or a conference room up and to get everything working. That's always been a challenge, is to get a non-technical person to interface with to have a good user experience with the control system, and potentially voice commands make it happen. But how do you get the people to use the right voice commands? And I think that as the voice command platforms become more prolific, and you get, you know, and they're updating all the time. I mean, as more commands go in and the machine learning happens, they become more user friendly. But then you go back to the whole idea of in the enterprise world, do you want to send all of that speech to a third party? Do you want Amazon knowing everything you're talking about?
Okay, Bradford, I probably know the answer to this, but
no.
Well, I mean, it's sort of a rhetorical question, but, you know, that's what it is. I mean, where you need that machine learning on a grand scale to make the voice systems work, don't you? And how do you get that without sharing all of this information with Google or with Amazon or with, you know, whoever it is that's dumping all of this information into their server farm?
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry. What are you listening to?
This is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.